Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I really thought, I was never going to actually make this podcast today. But now I am, so that's good. Hello, happy Friday, well done. What a week, first week of my kid at school. Anyway, we are all about the music and the drums. My cousin Davey will be along shortly with some business for you. In the meantime, though, I've got quite a scoop. I'm very excited to welcome back friend of the podcast, this woman. Yes, it's Dr. Erica McAllister of TGI Fly Day fame. Earlier podcasts featured her. She is the senior curator of Diptera at the Natural History Museum, if you don't mind. And I wanted to know more about Mike Pence's Flygate escapade when a fly landed on his head during the vice presidential debate day before yesterday. So I decided to ask her all about it. Oh, you can't get up if there's a cat in your lap.
No, it's the law.
What was it? There was a poet who would cut the hem of his garment rather than disturb a sleeping cat.
I go through this whole thing with my partner where he has to lift the cat up and then I have to pretend that it's his fault the cat's going. So I make a big effort going, no, don't take Alfie off me. And it's pathetic.
No, but. No, it's what cats do. They rule the world. I feel like it's the only animal that has really nailed its relationship with humans. Like, they're the only ones that have won.
Totally, utterly. And ones that we willingly submit to.
Yes.
And then I think, you know, we actually are controlled by many animals. But this is the one we're like, ah. Oh.
Yeah.
We're pathetic.
Yeah. And I like it when they really flex that, just to really let you know. When they do that thing where they're like, oh, this is nice. When their claws just go into your kneecap, like the patella.
Yes. That's what he's doing right now.
Oh, there you go.
It's like, absolutely. It's like the pleasure pain thing, isn't it? And he's like, I'm very happy, but I'm hurting you.
Yeah, their pleasure.
Maybe that's what's making me happy.
Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you so much for talking to us. And I know that our listeners are going to be so excited to hear from you again. Last night, well, night before, I guess, when this is going out, the breakout star of the vice presidential debate was the fly that landed on Mike Pence's head.
Yeah.
For a while. And I was wondering, can you tell us, what do we know about this fly?
Well, his name is Jeremy. No. We don't, obviously. I have been spending all morning, instead of doing serious, proper scientific work, trying to identify this silly fly. Now, all the images are annoyingly blurred.
Yeah.
So if you go on general behavior and morphology, it's definitely in the group, the Muscoidea. It's a superfamily. And, this superfamily.
It's the knee going there. Yeah, I understand.
Yeah. This superfamily includes the families Musidae and Calophoridae, which are your house flies. Mm-hmm. Or the blowflies and blue bottles. Because generally, these are the ones that are quite amphiphilic. So
what does
they're
going to
hang around. They're going to hang around people.
Oh, okay.
Now
so what's probably going on? You would classify Mike Pence.
As a person. Make no inference.
Of course,
here.
Of course. You no, I understand.
My proper scientific opinion.
Very good.
So what is interesting, though, is obviously houseflies and Californians, they're what I affectionately call the vomiters. Okay, so people have got it correct there. And many of the species within those two families that I mentioned, the Californians and the Mussids, their larvae do require a decomposing organic substrate to live in.
Where are you going now, with this? Okay, yeah.
Uh-huh. I'm not going anywhere. Okay. I am just giving you the facts.
Sure.
Now, interestingly, as we know with adults, they're driven by two things. One is food and one is sex.
Okay.
Now, this is often combined with flies in an amusing fashion. But say, for example, if this fly was a male, he would be trying to find a habitat that is favorable for when the females turn up.
Okay.
Now, that either means he will hang around in a region that is already suitable for the female, or he will find an object such as a tall pole from which to observe his surroundings.
Ah.
So this fly could be this male doing that.
Right.
Now, often they're attractive to chemical cues from the environment they're in. Uh-huh. These may be chemical cues left behind from other fly visitors. Or it could be the actual volatile chemicals themselves coming off the head of Mike.
The vice president.
Yes.
Interesting. These volatile compounds, do you think they could be replicated in... Because there's got to be some hairspray going on there, hasn't there?
Well, I was trying to look up hair replacement products, hairspray, manscaping products.
Amazing.
Went down a very dark path.
I bet.
Decided that's not my level of expertise. And I really didn't want to go further down this path.
Well, it does get much darker. Yeah.
No. And also, the manscaping thing I didn't want to learn about today. Which was, because you can, anyway, I'm not going.
Yeah, no, you can, go on.
No, it's for my own health.
Okay, sure.
And we've got to all care about our own mental health at the moment.
Yeah, we have,
And therefore, I can't talk about
like we take care of any manscaping that needs to be done.
Yeah, exactly. So it's all a bit like, but yeah, I mean, it could be something in that.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, they're also attracted to temperature.
Mm-hmm.
So any object that gives off more heat than something else. Hot air,
what about sweat?
Sweat would be very attractive.
So, do you think Mike Pence was sweating more than Kamala Harris?
We would have to, for me to officially comment, I'd have to make a swab test on both of those.
Sure.
I'm gonna leave that to you.
I'll put in a bit. Amazing. So you think that if it was a he was there on Mike Pence's head, either wondering if it would make a suitable kind of love nest or scoping out another one?
I'm not saying either of those. I'm saying those are very high probabilities.
Sure.
So, yeah. There's a lovely thing that a lot of flies will leck round bald men. Because they're a really nice, obvious cue for a lot of the other flies to go, oh, look, there's Jeremy above that big, bright thing there.
Okay.
And so this is seen in nature quite a bit.
Really?
Yeah. If you're bald, don't go rowing on a lake. Because you're just such an obvious target. It's just best not to even go out there.
Interesting. So genuinely, like, you think the fly would have been attracted to the sort of the hue and the texture of his head more than... Kamala Harris.
It could have been a highly reflective nature because he's got quite white hair.
Yeah.
It could be, you know, a nice obvious shiny thing. I don't know what the background was. The temperature, all sorts of things.
Mm.
Giving off nice chemicals.
Musky.
Yeah. Musk.
Mm.
He could be wearing some brute. You know, oh dear, now I've felt myself go slightly nauseous.
Yeah.
Slightly being back in the 80s.
And the fly... it's been observed, sort of kept to time, perhaps better than its host, in that it stayed for an entirely appropriate 2 minutes, 3 seconds and then chipped off. Is that sort of a good amount? That feels like a lifetime to a fly, doesn't it?
Well, this genuinely is quite interesting because it is a long time. So the fly obviously felt either, and I don't know because we can't probably see. I did not know whether the proboscis was licking up anything. Now that we can't make any inferences. I should rephrase that.
No.
But you get my gist.
Licking up. Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah. Well, it would be sucking up. It would be releasing digestive enzymes and sucking up organic matter in the process.
Mm-hmm.
But can't ascertain whether that was going on or not, or it felt very comfortable, very safe in its environment, so we didn't feel the need to flee.
I mean, yeah, I can. I'm looking at it now, and it sort of crawled. It took a little tour.
Yeah,
it moved. It wasn't stationary.
It's just really annoying that I haven't got a high resolution image of what's going on.
Mm.
Never did I thought I would say that.
If you look at, you haven't got a computer open in front of you, have you?
Yep.
If you go onto Twitter and at Danielle for PA, that's Danielle. Danielle double L-E.
Yeah.
For PA on Twitter, has got a nice kind of blown up picture. Yeah.
Oh, it's a muscum.
Oh, is that a better, a clearer?
Oh, it's feeding.
It is feeding.
Yeah, it is feeding. Well, that's entertaining.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's but I mean, you know, they would do they would do this on most objects because it's not just they're feeding; they're tasting the environment and figuring out what's going on.
Amazing.
But he's got quite a shine. You can see on her images.
Yes.
There is quite a shine going on, which you know, at the spacious gowns, he'd be quite nervous. It'd be quite attractive. That implies that he's very hot as well. I mean, hot in terms of temperature.
Sure, but also.
Yeah.
Well, honestly, that feels like a scoop. That fly, you're pretty confident that fly was feeding.
Yeah, it looks like a proboscis is going.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Well, that's a major scoop. Thanks. You so much for taking the time to join us at such short notice. Really appreciate
it. That's all right.
And if there are any more fly-related incidents across the campaign, if we can come back to you, that would mean the world.
Do you know what, though? I mean, this isn't the first time it's derailed. Flies have derailed politics.
Really?
They're quite good at interfering with American politics quite a lot. There's Sarah Palin's original thing about fruit flies and Drosophila.
What was
which
that?
Which caused a major... When she basically said that we shouldn't be doing any research into things like fruit flies. And we have more important things to do, which was a bit of a faux pas.
Shows an amazing grasp of how science works.
Just in the last 100 years of understanding.
All these hadrons we keep colliding.
Yes. So that was a bit like, oh, well. So, okay, campaign. That was entertaining. It's like the flies are nature's little, I don't know, security guards or little things going along and going, right, come on, got to sort it out now.
Little custodians. Amazing.
Yeah.
Well, thanks a million. It's been lovely to talk to you again. And
nice to talk to you
don't
again.
Don't be a stranger. Thank you. Frankly, that feels like quite a scoop, quite an exclusive. The fly was feeding on Mike Pence's head. Why don't you check out Erica McAllister's books, The Secret Life of Flies, and the new one, The Inside Out of Flies, which, I don't know, I think it comes with a free bucket. And the pre-records just keep on coming. This exquisite arrangement is entirely created by my cousin Davey. He's a collector of strange and esoteric audio. We're calling this strand Audities now. I think that's good. I'm happy with that. Anyway, here he is with a new assortment for your delight. What have you decided to take us through the world
so
of today?
I'll give you a little clue as to what we're going to do today.
Okay. All right, where are we going? Unconvincing ethnic tribal music from 1960s movies.
Well, we could do. That's part of it. I'm
that
going
would be a good one, actually.
I'm drumming.
It? Yeah.
Drumming.
Oh, you got proper beaters. Tell me that's not big noise from Winnetka. Bob Crosby. No?
Yeah. So we've got a selection of audio that's drum related today.
You've got small bald fists on the end of your arms.
Yeah, say that again.
No, sorry.
Drums. Do you have a favourite drummer?
Oh,
that's a good question, isn't it?
That's a great question. Well, it's Spike
Jonze.
I just
thought of it.
It would have to be Spike Jonze.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course. So I was going to say, I mean, Animal is fairly high up
there. Oh, wow. Now that's my heart is torn in two now.
But did you know that Animal, it just suddenly occurred to me that obviously there is a real drummer. I mean, you know, not that Animal isn't real.
Come on, steady now. Look at the children.
Ronnie Verrill, I found out, the drummer for The Muppet Show, the actual one.
Oh, come on.
Good.
As in Feral Animal.
No, Verrill.
I mean, come on, though. Pretty close.
Ronnie Verrill. Yeah. That's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
He's awesome. I haven't actually got a piece of Ronnie Verrill to play because I think we'd probably get in trouble if we played it. But if you look on YouTube,
look up
Drum Crazy Ronnie Verrill.
Oh, wow.
There is a fantastic track, and it's like it's from a TV special with the Ted Heath Band.
Amazing.
And Ronnie Verrill and Kenny Clare on drums.
Oh, I will post a link on the Twitter account, at Not Today Pod.
It's very cool. Not least the fact that it's two drummers, but also because it features a prominent ocarina solo.
What? I mean, you had me at the guy who was the Animal drummer, but
I know,
you're throwing an ocarina in as well.
It's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
But if we're going to go back in history,
yes,
to look at drums, we should go back to the first recorded drum solo.
Okay. Wow.
In history.
Really?
So I've got that for you. That's the first thing we've got is the first recorded drum solo in history. This is from 1923. The track is called Land of Cotton Blues. It's by the Georgians. And the drummer is Chauncey Morehouse.
Chauncey Morehouse. Take it away, Chauncey.
Have a listen.
Oh. Triplets and everything.
Yeah. So, every drum solo comes from there.
That's magnificent.
It's great, isn't it?
Oh, I love that.
And it was quite an early use of brushes as well. And apparently that was quite a new thing at the time.
Yeah.
You
don't want plaque to build up on your drums. You should always brush your drums.
I mean, I love the name Chauncey.
Chauncey's fabulous.
It's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
There's clips of him on YouTube playing many, many drums. There's like a clip of him with like one of those things where it's like they've made like a keyboard out of drums.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
So you can play a tune.
I love those insane sort of rigs. I mean, that's why I would choose Spike Jonze, who had, of course, cowbells. Let me be very clear. I'm Prissy Patel. I've been very, very clear about this. I've always said cowbells. I never said cowballs. That's a very different instrument. I've been very, very clear. 2.5 octaves in B flat.
Cowbells, exactly. Indeed. Well, I'm gonna jump from Chauncey in 1923.
Okay.
I'm gonna jump straight ahead and just to show you by contrast.
Yeah.
What's possible now? Now this is slightly different because it is a It's one man and one drum, but what can he do with that one drum? This guy is called Carlo Rizzo, or Rizzo, depending how you pronounce it, I guess. He is still around. He has invented, he has created a polytimbral drum, polytimbral tambourine, and also a multi-timbral tambourine.
A multi-timbourine.
A multi-timbourine.
So is this is like a tambourine?
It's a tambourine, but he's basically, he's got all sorts of stuff on it.
Has so he put like levers on it, like a timpani?
Yeah.
To change well, the pitch?
He can change the pitch. He can turn it into a snare. He can, you know, turn the bells on and off. And it's quite incredible.
So a tambourine hacks video on 5 minute crafts.
This is one guy with one drum.
Okay.
Have a listen.
I'm ready.
Number two.
That's a big tambourine. My eyes. He's getting tired.
Yeah.
It's like the Energizer Bunny. Slowly. Go on, go on, go on, side, go on, side. So imagine his wife saying, yeah, but has he sorted out the gas ring? Yeah, yeah, but
I've made my multi-timbral.
There's a new lever now and it's multi-timbral. Yeah, and the gutters need clearing out. That's amazing.
Yeah, it's cool. Yeah. It's cool, isn't it? I saw him as part of a French group called Les Bouchers de Silence, not Boucher.
The butchers of silence.
No, not that. No. B-U with a thing on it.
Le boucher.
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 Do you know what that is?
Boucher. The logs. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. No, you're close.
The loggers.
The pyre. I mean, it translates as pyre.
Okay.
The pyre of silence.
Oh, okay. Sure.
God knows. They also had a hurdy-gurdy player and a serpent player. It's very cool.
Say what now?
Serpent player. You know, the serpent. It's a really big...
snake with holes.
It's like if you took a hunting horn and bent it many times, but in a big wiggly line.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Like a Loch Ness monster.
Okay.
It's a Loch Ness monster.
This is the best horn I can manage, is this.
That's pretty good.
That's my best horn.
How does it sound? It's difficult to be recognisable as a tune.
What? Yeah, well, I sorted out the guttering, so something has to give. After all that, let's have some music.
Yes, so... now we've got a little drum quiz for you. I've got drum intros, and I want you to tell me what the name of the track is.
Oh my god, that's
okay.
Genius.
And we're starting with quite an easy one.
I love these quizzes.
So
I love
you
what
play
you're
number
doing.
Three.
Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Oh, Billie Jean, Michael Jackson.
Billie Jean, Michael Jackson. Play number four.
This is great.
Let's see whether it's right. Let's see whether.
Ha ha ha!
Oh dear, sorry, no, they weren't quite right there.
I should have known that.
Come on, I mean, Lonely Goat Herd, it's got that beat.
Do you know they are quite similar
kind of...
now? I think, it had to be one or the other.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, gutted.
So, unfortunately, well, it might get a little bit harder. Let's have a go at number
five. I'm seeing that,
five.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Yeah. Oh, the self-congratulation. I think I know. The hubris of that. Okay.
Now you know where we're going. You might. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I would say Lust for Life, Iggy Pop.
Would you? Okay.
But I suspect I'd be wrong.
You got any other... no other guesses. Have a go. Let's see. Let's see what it is. Number six.
Okay.
Now I go cleaning windows, whirling on this ball.
Oh man, I mean, George.
God, I feel stupid. I did know that. I knew that one.
when he got going, when he got his drummer in, you know, it would basically be, it's wild.
Oh, it was awful because he'd take his top off and then the banjo strings in the hairs. It was awful.
Oh,
here comes Johnny Imitate.
So I'm hoping that you're going to do better now because I think you know you're getting the idea of this.
Yeah.
So let's try number seven.
Okay.
Record number seven.
Oh yeah. It's
long introduction.
I can't remember the name of it.
Well, what do you think it is? You can guess if you're not sure.
I mean, I can do it.
Yeah.
How does it feel? I can't remember what it's
very good impression.
How does it? I don't know.
You're thinking of Blue Monday by New Order, aren't you?
Yes.
That's what you're thinking of.
Yes, that's what I'm thinking of, mate.
Well, let's see if it is that. Track number eight.
Of course. This is all bloody.
Ringo. You know, they said that Ringo was, you know, was a bit robotic in his drumming. But actually, I think that shows a lot of warmth.
Tremendous. The sort of the endless detail, the little curlicues almost.
Yeah, exactly.
The grace notes.
It's
and
tight.
The subtle change tight. On the snare in the second chorus gives it everything. You should have a look at allyouneedisdrums.com.
I know. I've heard you talking about
you should
all
have
you need
a look
is
at
drums.
That. It is quite cool.
No. Yeah,
dude's got a lot of love for Ringo.
Yeah, well, a lot of people do.
Yeah, as they should.
Exactly.
A lot of people feel that comment about him being not even the best drummer in the Beatles was very unfair.
Yeah, I think that is unfair.
Yeah,
I mean, the thing is, there were other drummers that were playing on the tracks allegedly, though, weren't there?
Really?
Allegedly. In fact, I think... No, it wasn't Ronnie Verrill. Actually, no, I think there was a rumour that Ronnie Verrill, Animal, did play drums on...
Seriously?
On a few Beatles tracks. It's a rumour.
All you need is love!
That's good.
Yesterday!
That's good.
I've got two more of these.
Amazing.
I mean, feel
I
free
these.
To like
no,
cut
I love
them out.
These. I love these. Are you kidding me? These are brilliant.
Okay, number nine. Let's try number nine. We've got two more
chances.
Did you
make all of these?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I mean,
this is
find
the real...
all of these. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
That's good temp use, isn't it?
Which is
well, let's see.
Is that a theme tune?
That is a theme tune.
Is it Hawaii 5-0?
That is the theme tune to
Hawaii
5-0.
That's what I,
you're
my
singing.
Guess. What
yeah,
my
yeah,
guess
yeah, yeah,
is,
yeah.
But
that's,
I'm wrong.
That's,
because
yeah, no,
in
come
fact,
on, let's see. Number 10.
Here we go. Oh, that works, man.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a bop. My question to you, right?
I mean, you can see them doing that in the concert hall in Vienna anyway.
Yeah,
can't you?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mozart
with that Mozart and with some of the absolute bangers Beethoven did.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Is it fair to think that, like, in their day, they were, like, banging their heads to it, like, you know. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Come
oh, they
on.
Were like rock gods. They were rock. I mean, Liszt, obviously, was doing that whole. I mean, he had the long hair and everything. He was just all over the place.
Yeah.
And he was adored.
Yeah. And of course,
but for it.
Yeah. Pay tribute to Van Halen with a Mozart-esque rendition of Yump. Right.
Okay, last one.
Okay.
You got one more chance. Number 11.
Okay, I've got to score at least one. Okay. Is it Run DMC or Beastie Boys? I can't remember. Oh, it's Walk This Way by Beastie Boys. Is that right?
It wasn't the Beastie Boys.
Okay.
It's the one you're thinking of. You were right the first thing you said.
Run DMC.
Yeah.
Okay.
That you're thinking of the song by Run DMC and Aerosmith.
Yeah, that's right.
That's what you're thinking of.
That's exactly what I'm thinking of.
Let's see what our survey said.
It's fantastic.
Number 12.
Utter absence of any musical knowledge I'm betraying here. Okay, thanks. Ah, yes, Run DMC there. Here we go.
Okay.
Hit it!
One.
Love the scratching. Dear God.
You see, people think that Richard Clayderman was you know, really quite...
He was a bad boy.
He was, yeah.
He partied, like, seriously. I heard he had, like, 6 or 7 different kinds of biscuit every night.
Didn't he have one named after him?
Wow.
Yeah. So, okay, well, you did...
Atrociously. I mean, it was an absolute pasting. That's fine.
But, you know, it's difficult.
I'm here to learn. I'm here to learn with an open heart and a closed mind.
Well, I've got two more things to play you. People may be familiar with this. This has become viral on YouTube.
Okay.
But you might not know much about it.
Okay.
So basically on YouTube, it went viral of this drummer playing in Japan. And it was a drummer in a Japanese... mascot.
They're in dressed
outfit.
In. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I remember this vaguely.
Yeah. So
he was
so
absolutely berserk,
story.
Wasn't he?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, let's play it, and then I'll talk about it afterwards.
Okay. Cool.
This is a theme tune to Happy a Japanese cartoon.
And then he just loses his mind.
Still fairly, say okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds fine.
It's just, and then he goes, all right.
Compression kicking in, like everything else falls away. That's what happens, you know, when you make the kids do four shows a day, five shows a day, you know?
Yeah,
hot costumes, they're going to break at some point.
Well, that's the thing. In that costume, it's like, well, I really want to be a thrash metal drummer.
Yeah. And here I am.
But only if I can dress up as a giant apple. And
I see it more as like, you know, summer holidays, got to get a job. Well,
this is the thing.
Right.
So these are Japanese mascots. This is a thing that it's massive in Japan. So like I have a mascot for particular areas in Japan, and they sort of are just sort of advertising, and it's all sort of a bit Pokemon. I say Pokemon, and I get really
I say Tamagotchi. What? what are you saying? Each region has a mascot.
Yeah, it could be like a city specific to a city.
Okay.
So this guy is Nyango Star, and he is the mascot for the city of Kuroishi. A region known for their apples.
Okay.
So he is basically, that's why he is a half cat, half apple hybrid.
Yeah. We've got a hybrid, have you? Yeah. What is it, a Toyota or something?
The story is quite specific.
Yeah.
Shiro was a domestic cat, died at age 7 due to illness.
Oh, yeah.
After cremation at a funeral director, he was buried in an apple field. And then it goes on more and more. He obviously comes back as an apple, and part of his cat nature is coming back. But also, obviously, he can play thrash
wicked
metal
drums. That makes sense.
Of course. And Nyango Star, I mean, goes back to Ringo. So basically, Nyango Star, named after Ringo Star.
Okay.
But also, Ringo is Japanese for apple.
No, layers on layers.
Yeah, layers on layers.
You can buy apple rings. Okay.
And Nian is like what we were saying before in about the French animals. Japanese cats say Nian.
No.
Yeah.
That's good, man.
So, yeah, it's a really good name.
That's like the most elaborate, multifaceted pun. That's a Fabergé egg of a pun.
Yeah, exactly. They must have been proud. They must have been pleased when they had that, right?
Man. Yeah, I can imagine the high-fiving all the way around. I don't have a huge amount.
And of course,
go on.
No one knows who he is. Sorry, and that's one of the things also about these mascots is that you're not allowed to know who they are.
Okay.
You're never supposed to see them take their costume off, obviously, because it's the mascot. You're not supposed to know that it's a person.
Yeah. It's like the Disney characters can only you know, and that's why once they get backstage
smoking around the back
from the stories I've heard. They go berserk. It's like a fun version of Event Horizon, okay? But fun, a fun version. I don't have a lot of experience of mascotism. I once committed
I'm
a
interested
sack up
to
on
know
a fence
what?
Dressed as Pudsey Bear on the premises of Radio 2.
I do vaguely remember that story.
Yeah, there's only three things you can get fired from the BBC. Anyway, it doesn't matter. It was a long time ago. The other thing was that I remember I went and saw a cricket match with my father, and I think it was Surrey were playing Lancashire, and they have a mascot who's called Lanky, the giraffe, who had this sort of foam
wants to bite me.
Foam giraffe-y thing. And it was a bit droopy. And so, but the guy, I think Lancashire were getting a bit of a pay stick. And yeah. time after time, you know, someone would be out or something. And Lanky would sort of, you could see him droop a bit more. And then he'd sort of try and do this little boogie dance, little steady walking sort of like, remember the Hofmeister follow the bear? Like no more than that.
Yes. Just
a little boom, chink, boom, walk yeah. all the way around the boundary.
Right.
This depressed
just to lift everyone's
giraffe.
Spirits.
Yeah. But he looked so broken. Whoever was inside it was not having a good day. And it wasn't even anything to do with the cricket, I don't think. And so he's doing this little do kind of walk. And
do you think he had like his Walkman on underneath?
No, I just had in my head, I had him just chanting sort of under his breath, one day at a time. The doctor said one day at a time.
Wow.
So yeah, that's I don't have a huge amount of experience of mascotism.
No, I find them. I don't think I would walk towards them.
No,
I think I would walk away.
Yes.
Even going to
the other thing I'll say
parks,
is that most of those sorts of outfits are very rarely cleaned, and they Ooh. Smell incredible in there. I've also heard about the outfits at the Royal Ballet.
Oh,
like the Swan
really?
Lake stuff. You can't wash feathers.
No, I suppose
they,
not.
Like geese, they honk, man.
They don't, though. They hiss.
They break they your arm,
break
mate.
Your
That's
arm.
What they
yeah, exactly.
do. Those ballerinas, mate.
Oh, man. Okay, so listen, we got one more. We got more. This is just joyous, man. This is... I just want everyone to hear this. This guy... is amazing. He okay. is called Sam Ulano, or his full name, Solomon Paul Sam Ulano.
Yes.
He was American jazz drummer and teacher. He mainly did a lot of instructional things of how to play drums, but he was yes. obviously quite a character, and he played drums in... I think he probably did a lot of session drumming. He played with Moondog. I don't know if you've heard any Moondog. No. And he played for One Night with Public Image Limited, which
okay.
is bizarre.
okay.
But he was a New Yorker and...
I definitely feel like I know what to expect.
You really don't.
No.
So this album is his renditions of fairy tales with drumming. So he is basically telling fairy tales,
oh,
fairy
man.
Stories, with okay. accompanying himself with drums. And this is it's genius.
Okay.
This is called Little Red Rumberhood.
Okay.
And just enjoy the whole thing.
I would
it's
have called
amazing.
It Little Red Ride Cymbal Hood. But fine. Okay, here
okay.
we go.
La 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 la. Now once upon a time, down south of the borderway, there lived a little family, Samba Mama and her little daughter, Little Red Rumberhood. Ba 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 ba. Now Samba Mama had baked a delicious cake and given it to her daughter to take to her grandma across the way in the woods. So Little Red Rumberhood was gaily off away singing, I have a cake, I have a cake for my grandma. But little did she realize as she's walking there through the woods, there hiding behind the tree was the villain, Tango Wolf. Tango Wolf sprung upon her and said, where are you going, little girl? She said, I'm going over to my grandma's house to bring her this delicious cake. La 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 la. But little did she realize that Tango Wolf was planning to get there before her. So taking a shortcut through the woods, Tango Wolf got to grandma's house and knocked upon the door.
Quite a lot.
Very big door, and a voice from within said, who's there? There's only I, your little granddaughter, and I have a delicious cake for you. Come in, said the grandmother unsuspectingly. Tango Wolf walked over to the grandmother's bed, and before she realized, he sprung upon her and devoured her.
This is amazing.
Changing into her clothes, he jumped into bed. They're waiting for the Little Red Rumberhood, who was gaily coming along, singing, I have a cake, I have a cake for my grandma, and the knocking upon the door.
Big door.
It's the same door. A voice from within said, who's there? There's only I, your little granddaughter, and I have a delicious cake for you. Come in, said Tango Wolf, disguised as the grandmother.
Little Red Rum Hood, walking over to her grandmother's bed, noticed that she didn't look as she always did. She noticed her big white teeth. She said, "Grandma, where did you get those big white teeth?" "Yeah," said Tanglewolf. "They're my new 1970 plates. I just got them at the license bureau." And then she noticed all the hair on her grandmother's face. She said, "Grandma, where did you get all that hair?" She said, "Yeah." She says, "How you fix the blade?" With that, Tanglewolf ripped off the disguise, started to chase Little Red Rum around the room. She started to yell for help. "Help, help, help, Congo Woodsman!" And Congo Woodsman heard the scream, and he came quickly. With one quick sweep of his axe, he destroyed the wolf. And then, taking out the grandma, who was very much alive inside the wolf's stomach, they all lived happily ever after. It could happen, you know.
That's glorious!
Oh, man, isn't that good?
What's that guy's name again? Good.
Sam Ulano.
Sam Ulano. His name.
Yeah, his son, Mark Ulano, then went on to be a sound mixer and, like, won an Oscar for Titanic.
No.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Pretty bizarre, huh?
That's but, so like you and your grandfather.
Yeah. But he's just, Mr. Rhythm.
That. The
Sam
pace
Ulano.
Of that, I mean.
I know.
There's some neurons popping there.
Yeah. But that would be a great kids' party though, right? If he was the entertainment.
It would all be over so quickly.
Yeah.
You could just sort of string it out to about an hour.
Yeah. Well, that is from a whole album. I mean, you know, it's one of those ones that
I feel like if I played it at quarter speed, you know, like you could speed up audiobooks.
Yeah.
I still kind of need to just edge it off a bit. That was amazing.
It's great, isn't it? Oh, love it. Love it.
Drums.
So, that is drumming. That is.
How many drums do you own?
Well, I don't know. I've only got four of them in front of me, but I've got several. I've also got this.
If you want to see how he made that noise, and trust me, you don't. You can watch this podcast.
Yeah,
I'm going to stick it on YouTube. The kids should see it. It should be out there, shouldn't it?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, let's do that then. Dave Yap, thank you so much. You've got another video out. You're 10 seconds to midnight or something.
Ah, yes. That is 10 seconds of footage slowed down to the length of the...
Oh, is that what you did?
Yeah, it is actually 10 seconds.
Conceptual business, David. Surely you are the Michel Gondry of the Yap clan.
Oh, man. God, first it was OK Go now, and then it was Michel Gondry.
Yeah, I don't know any more people who've ever made a pop video, so you're fine. There won't be any more comparisons.
Exactly.
Nothing to worry about.
Yeah.
I don't want you there.
Man. Yeah, no, that's fun. That's fun.
Check it out. So is that Kettle of Fish on YouTube?
Kettle of Fish. Yeah. Yeah, Kettle of Fish on YouTube.
At Dave Yap on the Twitter.
Yes.
Anything else?
That's right. No, not really.
Just go around.
You can find Kettle of Fish on Facebook. Kettle of Fish Bristol, I think.
Do you update it?
Yeah, I do.
You went very high, very high. You needed to be down at least an octave.
No, really?
No one updates Facebook. It's impossible. It can't be done.
I do. Every Wednesday, I post something. Yeah. Sometimes it's not much. But I do every Wednesday. Post.
You are liking this as Stuart McConey. What?
Yeah.
Anyway. Well, thank you for that. That was joyful and uplifting and highly rhythmic.
Yes.
And
pounding.
I'm sure you've had all of that said to you many times before and will many times again. Will you come back soon? Oh, please.
Yes.
Don't be overly needy. Awesome.
No, I've already got like another like load of stuff ready to play.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Dave Yap, thank you.
Huge
thanks to Davey. That's it for this week. That's a long one, but hopefully that'll sort of stretch you over the weekend a little bit. If you'd like to support the podcast, I would hugely appreciate that. In these somewhat cash-strapped times, you can go to patreon.com/nottodaypod. There's lots of fun benefits to be had. There are badges. You can watch me make the podcast. Also, on a Friday night, we do a little watch-along where I dig out some weird TV and we watch it together. It's a lot of fun. So that's patreon.com/nottodaypod. And Patreons... I'll see you tonight. Awesome.
This has been a Swanburst Media production.